just got to be a morning after. If we can hold on through the night.
I tell you, this story is one that you have to hold on through the night, because this was a happy little four-month-old baby when Ryland Joseph was diagnosed with a rare genetic disorder. Now, his parents, Rod and Kelly, knew that his only chance was a bone marrow transplant, taking him to Children's Hospital at UC San Francisco Medical Center. But after a successful operation, he took a turn for the worse and finally succumbed. But not from the disorder, but from a thing called Legionnaire's disease. You remember that? Well, he contracted it in the hospital. But this is just the beginning of a story that can perhaps prevent the deaths of so many others who could die from this thing called Legionnaire's disease. Now, Fred Penny of Penny & Associates has the insider story of this tragedy, and K-Hi has this exclusive update with Fred. Fred, it's a pleasure to have you with us today. It's a sad story, but at least perhaps the word is out. And how did this come across the desk of Penny & Associates?
Hi, Mary Jane. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on the air. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Our firm is based out of Roseville, actually, and we're now a statewide and now nationwide firm. That we had a law firm out of Maryland call us to ask us to be the lead trial lawyers on these Legionnaire disease cases that they're receiving. And it kind of started out from that first phone call from a Maryland law firm, and then it kind of took off from there.
Now, which of your attorneys handled the case?
Well, originally it was me. I'm the managing partner of the firm, and I actually met with the clients, and then we brought in Kevin Elder, our lead trial lawyer in the firm, who is a member of what's called a BOTA, and he's actually a former head, one of the head trial lawyers for AAA Insurance. So Kevin came on board and became the lead trial lawyer in the case, and that's kind of how it progressed.
I have to give you a commendation, because a lot of times we hear about cases like this where, like, the Josephs sued the hospital, et cetera, and it takes a very long time to get through. This happened in 2013. This is 2015. That's fast.
Yeah, no, it is. It's fairly quick, and we moved on it quickly. Sometimes you can try to settle cases, but this one we had to move on quickly and file a lawsuit because it affects a lot of people, and this wasn't the only child that has passed away from this, and it affects children, especially in hospitals that their immune systems are down a little bit. Legionnaire's disease is basically, it's a microbacteria that comes in and comes through the water that can really be stopped by putting on simple filter system at the source of the spout, either at the, shower head or at the faucet, and that was not done.
It's amazing because this thing called Legionella, which is the bacteria you're talking about, mm-hmm. does thrive in a warm, moist environment. And, of course, hospitals, veterans' homes, schools, prisons. I mean, you've got water systems that are incredible, and like you said, all it takes is one device to monitor that.
Right, and that's what's so great about Michael Costner, and we got to give some kudos to him, who's the NBC national, they call it the universal correspondent here, and he took on this case and tried to make it a national issue and fought a little bit to push it out in the forefront, and just, as you probably be, discussing with me, it just hit national NBC nightly news this past Saturday, and they actually interviewed Kevin and discussed this case, but all from the little law firm out of Roseville, California.
It is amazing to me, Fred, and I'd like to get your comment on this, but Legionnaire's disease goes back all the way to 1976 in Philadelphia at an American Legion convention. That's the reason it's called Legionnaire's disease.
Exactly.
But it broke out then, and this is 2015, and we're still battling it. It's like, hello, what's wrong with this scenario?
Yeah, interesting you bring that up, because Michael's not only bringing this to the forefront on the news and the national news, but it is again, this is all happening so fast, Mary Jane. It's kind of hard to grasp where it's going, but the latest is he's going to try to take it to Washington and have Congress try to pass some bills to protect people from getting this disease. Again, it's simple. Here's a quick example. For one ward, when you call a ward, that's like 8 to 10 rooms in a hospital, it's about $40,000 to implement a system that will catch 99.9% of the Legionnaires. Some of those hospital wards are bringing in close to $16 million a month.
Wow.
And so to throw in, you know, an argument's going to be, yeah, it costs $40,000 to bring this in. Yeah, but the amount of money that's coming through can easily cover this just to prevent some of these deaths. And again, it's mostly the elderly, but even more than that, it's young children that are their systems are down during the time period that they catch it. It's everywhere. I mean, this is not an uncommon thing to have it. I probably have it in my house, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just your normal system just knocks it, and you don't ingest it. It's actually you aspirate it, so it's through.
It's airborne.
Airborne. So it's not like you're drinking water, you're going to get it. But there's and again, this is a 2-hour discussion. But
I understand.
Basically, it's not that common, and that's why they don't really push for it, because it's not super common.
Well, I'm so glad that you followed up on this and that you won the case. I know it's settled out of court, but you know, when you think about it, I had no idea that some 30,000 people contract Legionnaires' disease a year, and some 6,000 die. That's significant.
Correct. Yeah, it's kind of been pushed back a little bit, and again, kind of weird. We're just doing our job. We're just marching forward with our cases, and this thing has really hit big, and it's gonna, I think, make a splash where we can make a big difference and save some lives for a mere $40,000 out of $16 million. And if we can do that, that's great. And it all happens out of Placer County.
Well, we've all said in the past that, and California has always been the progressive state, the one that is the leader of the pack. And you proved exactly what California is all about. And it's a special commendation to you and the the Penny and Associates organization, because you followed through on this. You won. And congratulations to the Josephs. I know it's still a very painful thing for them.
Right.
But at least maybe they can save other lives.
Yeah, that's right. It's a sad story. And Ryan was a cute little young boy, and it sure hurt Kelly and Rod. But you know what? Sometimes we have to separate ourselves a little bit from this type of thing and just go forward and put our head down and make sure we pursue these cases and make a big change nationwide. I mean, statewide, we thought it would be statewide, but now it's nationwide. So hurrah.
Well, we want to commend you. We're proud of you. Thank you so much for giving us the exclusive story before it hits the national news. But I know it's going to, a lot of repercussions from this one, and it's good repercussions.
Thank you, Mary Jane, for the call.
And a Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Always on top of happening news right here on the KHI Noon News.